Hare Krishna. Tolerance stops the inner sine wave from starting an outer sine wave. The inner sine wave refers to the way our consciousness goes up and down and up and down like a sine wave. It has a crest, it has a trough. And like that, sometimes we feel peaceful, sometimes we feel depressed, sometimes we feel energized, sometimes we feel lethargic, and sometimes we feel inspired and attracted to Krishna and inspired to live a life of lofty principles. Sometimes we feel no attraction towards Krishna, and we feel within us desires to do depraved things. So this sinusoidal waves, wave-like movement in our consciousness is natural in the conditioned stage. Why? Because the modes are there within our consciousness and the modes keep fighting within us. So Krishna says in 14th chapter 10th verse that there are these three modes and they keep fighting with each other. Rajastamascha bibhuya sattvam bhavati bharata. Rajasattvam tamashchaiva tamasattvam rajastatha. So he says sometimes overpowering rajas and tamas, sattva becomes prominent. And sometimes rajas overpowers sattva and tama and becomes prominent itself. And sometimes tamas become prominent, overpowering the other two. This way the battle goes on. So when the sattva is prominent, that time we feel inspired to live a principled life. And when tama, raja or tama becomes strong, at that time we just feel like throwing away all principles and doing whatever are the basis desires of the mind. Now, how do we deal with the sinusoidal waves? Actually, to deal with this, we need to recognize that there is a distance between the internal and the external. And in that distance, we can create a rampart. Rampart is like a protective structure. It's like if there is a flood coming in an ocean, if there is enemies attacking outside a fort, but if the fort walls are raised and if there is a defensive arrangement, then although the soldiers may be there outside, they cannot come inside the fort. Now turn the situation around, so the wrong desires may be there inside, but they don't have to come outside as actions. So the inner sine wave doesn't have to produce outer sin wave. Sin wave means it's when a wave comes, it just carries things away. So similarly, sometimes when sinful desires come as a wave, they just sweep us away with it and make us do things which we are horrified at ourselves. How could I do such a thing? So what is the defensive rampart? What stops the inner sine wave from becoming an outer sin wave? That is tolerance. So Krishna says in 5.24 in the Bhagavad Gita, that shaknoti haiva yah sodhum prak sharir vimokshanat kama krodhod bhavam vegam sayukta sa sukhe na raha. So he says, sodhum shaknoti, is it possible, Arjuna, for you? Sodhum, to tolerate. Prak sharir vimokshanat, till the time of death you tolerate it. When you are, as long as we have a body, some or other desire will come. But rather than getting worked up over the presence of the desire and thinking that I have to indulge in it, we can tolerate it. And as we tolerate it, what will happen? The desire will go away over a period of time. And to the extent we tolerate the desire, sayuktaha sa sukhena raha. Krishna says we will stay pure and we will stay spiritually connected and we will be joyful. Why? Because we will become purified, and as we become purified, internally we become connected with Krishna, and that connection with Krishna brings joy. So therefore, recognizing that tolerance is the defensive wall which prevents the internal from becoming the external. Internal desires don't have to become outer actions. Tolerance is what protects us. And we boost our tolerance not just by saying no, no, no to those desires, but by focusing on saying yes to Krishna. And that's why at the end of the 14th chapter, when Krishna says these modes are going up and down, but what is the way to go beyond the modes? He says in 14.26, Mamchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. अव्यभिचारेण भक्ति योगेन सेवते. इफ यू आर फर्म इन आर डिवोशनल सर्विस टू हिम, कृष्णा विल एंश्योर दैट कनेक्शन विद कृष्णा विल एंश्योर दैट दैट विल एक्ट एज अ डिफेंसिव वॉल विच विल प्रिवेंट नॉट ओनली स्टॉप द इनर साइन वेव फ्रॉम एक्सप्रेसिंग इटसेल्फ विद आउटर साइन वेव बट ग्रेजुअली दैट इनर साइन वेव्स एम्पलीट्यूड इटसेल्फ विल डिक्रीज एंड द ट्रफ्स विल नॉट बी ड्रैगिंग अस डाउन एंड ओवरऑल द ग्राफ ऑफ द वेव विल मूव अपवर्ड्स as we become more and more purified and gradually become into the presence of Krishna where this where we are constantly attracted to him and the inner sine waves no longer take us away from him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.